Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome back to Comic-Con Stars. This is Dr. John, and it is great to be here on a cool April evening with all of our stars and everything. First of all, greetings to our co-host, Papa Stro. How are you doing tonight?
Wonderful. I just want to give a shout-out to, R.I.P., rather, to the legendary Don Rickles, Mr. Warrant, just passed away today. Man, one of the all-time best.
Yes, he was. He made it cool to insult somebody. He really did. And he was great. I'm sorry to hear that. That must have just happened, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, thanks for letting us know. Yeah, shout out and our best to the family of Don Rickles, one of the great comedians of all time. Anyway, thank you very much. Glad to have you with us. We got a couple of great guests tonight. Our first guest, we got a cosplayer. He's one of our regulars, one of our favorites, Teddy Braswell from Swainsboro, Georgia. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. The reason that we had you on tonight is you keep winning cosplay championships. Congratulations. Tell us about the latest one that you just finished first in. Tell us where it was and what you did and all about it.
It was in Jacksonville, Florida. It was called Collective Con. It was a pretty good sized convention. There was about maybe 900 people there, and the cosplay contest was pretty big. There was about 65 people in there, and there was really good costumes. Those were the best costumes I've seen in a couple years at that convention. They were really good. But
then again, you were up to the task, weren't you?
Yeah, I reckon so. I got first. The second place was, I'm not sure what she was, but she had hand-sewn her whole costume and glued some stuff in her wig. And third place, her whole costume lit up, and she had LEDs and everything in her costume. But somehow pulled out a first place win.
So what was your costume?
It was a armored Wolverine, basically a suit of armor painted up yellow and blue, and basically in Wolverine style.
Yes, we saw
nice.
We saw that. It looked great. Yeah, congratulations. That was some wonderful work. Now, you said it was windy today where you were, and you were in a little bit of a tornado as you were working on a costume. What are you working on next?
Oh, I have just finished Pyramid Head from Silent Hill. I actually made stilts
wow.
for that costume, so I'm about eight and a half, 9 feet tall in that costume, so I just have finished that.
Awesome. That's
console cosplay.
Stro, you're exactly right. That is one of the most effective costumes in the world. Where'd you get that idea, Teddy?
I'm a pretty big Silent Hill fan, and I've always wanted to do it, and finally quit being lazy enough to do it.
Now don't call yourself lazy, buddy. You're one of the most energetic cosplayers that I know of. So, but anyway, congratulations on your win. We are pleased that you did, and congratulations in advance. I'm sure that the demon from Silent Hill is going to be a tough one. Maybe you can shoot me a picture, and I'll put that up on Comic-Con Stars for everybody to take a look at. Does that sound good?
I sure will.
All right, that sounds great. And by the way, I wanted to let everybody know, starting next week, Teddy and I are going to be working on a little project here at Thursday night at 10 o'clock. We're going to be talking to cosplayers. Specifically, cosplaying has really come into its own. I've talked to some great cosplayers that are going to be with us. I'm not going to let any names out. I'll put that up on the website for Comic-Con Stars. And, Teddy, looking forward to having you help me launch that thing next week. And now we are pleased to have none other than the one and only. He's a cosplayer winner himself, Alexander Baker. Alex, how are you doing this evening?
Doing well, John. You?
Oh, we're doing well. Got the Robitussin out. Not going to cough any tonight. It's going to be just great. That's right. Been a rough couple of weeks on everybody around Pawleys Island has had the flu. I can tell you that. So just glad to be back in circulation. Pardon?
I know it's hitting everywhere. Everyone's coming down with a little bit of something.
Yeah, I believe they really are. So anyway, we're glad to have you tonight, and we're going to be talking about something a lot of fun that's going to be coming up here on June the 24th to 25th. In fact, two of my stars are here tonight for Steampunk Mid-Atlantic in Raleigh, North Carolina. That's going to be at the Ramada Inn on Blue Ridge Road across from Papa Stro. You love Dorton Arena, don't you?
Oh, yeah, one of my favorite places.
That's right, and it is right across, and just down from Dorton Arena, the Ramada Inn, Blue Ridge Road, and we're going to have Steampunk Mid-Atlantic there. Alex Baker and his wife are going to be stars of that. They're going to be bringing also their TARDIS. Alex, you're going to be bringing that beautiful blue TARDIS.
Oh yeah, it's right now. It's set up in Clover Library in Norfolk for an event we're doing this weekend. It'll be steampunked out for Steampunk Mid-Atlantic, though.
Well, that's great. And we've got another star that's going to be all steampunked out. In fact, I'll announce it this way. The theme for Steampunk Mid-Atlantic is Back to Oz. And one of the most important people that ever went to Oz is a little girl named Dorothy. Now, Papa Stro, do you think you might be able to bring Dorothy to accompany you to Steampunk Mid-Atlantic?
Absolutely. She can't wait to, like, walk the Yellow Brick Road, too. It'd be wonderful.
That's great. Yes, we'll maybe you and Alex. I know Alex had told me he's working on you a really great steampunk hat. Alex, do you think you might can put
awesome.
Something together for Dorothy? She probably needs one.
I can come up with something.
Exactly what we need to do. But anyway, Alex, tell us a little bit about, because you're the head of the Steampunk Alliance of Eastern Virginia. And what are some of the events that you guys are participating in right now as you're moving toward Steampunk Mid-Atlantic in June? I know you folks are really busy right now, aren't you?
Right now, we've got something every weekend until the middle of May. So this weekend we're at PixelFest, which is a video game and programming convention. So they're going to teach people how to code, and they asked me to come in and be the cosplay director. So I got one of my local cosplayers. I'm going to try and come down to Steampunk Mid-Atlantic and help us out. And they're, so we're running a cosplay contest this weekend there on top of showing off all our artwork.
Now, where is PixelFest?
PixelFest is at Slover Library in Norfolk. That one asked me the street name because I get lost getting down to Norfolk myself.
But that's okay. It's in Norfolk,
it'll be
a great time up there. It's 1 day event this coming Saturday, right?
It's actually started last night. They've been having a game jam going on since last night. So bunch of game programmers, local ones, they're actually working on a video game that they're going to unveil Sunday morning or Sunday afternoon. And it kicks off
that's great.
For the general public at 12 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay, so it's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday thing for the general public, and then they'll be working on the game and everything for the Sunday preview. That'll be awesome. Yeah, that'll be something good. Now, what have you got going on next weekend?
Week, one of our friends is having a store opening. They do a lot of, call it more holistic medicine and, you know, more of the Wiccan and that kind of vibe of medicine. They're doing a little store opening, so we'll be out there. Yeah, I'm trying to get to every little steampunker we can out here in Virginia Beach. We'll be in each of the seven cities pretty much every weekend.
Well, that sounds great.
Well,
sounds like
Virginia
you guys
Beach.
Are, That's right, Virginia Beach. You know, a lot of people don't know it. You got 2.5 million people up there in that area. It's the largest city in Virginia.
Hey, if you ever sat through our tunnel traffic, you'd believe it.
Right. I've been through some of that tunnel traffic. I can tell you that. Well, anyway, we wanted to talk a little bit tonight about Steampunk Mid-Atlantic. We're going to have about 20 vendors. We're going to have some stars. Of course, Papa Stroh's going to be there. Dorothy's going to be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. I believe Greg Bo Watson and Misty Yates will be there. In fact, Greg Bo is working on a poster for us. I'm not going to divulge any of the details, but he's working on a poster that will be premiering next week for Steampunk Mid-Atlantic, and that's going to be really cool. Now, one thing, and I'm glad we got Papa Stroh on here, because one element of steampunk cons is that they have great storytelling. Gothic horror is really part of steampunk, isn't it, Alex?
Oh, yes, it is indeed. That is where I drew my original inspiration from, was the gothic side of steampunk. I went from dressing in mostly all black to bright colors now and true Victorian fashion. But, you know, as the old joke goes, steampunk is the goths who found brown.
Okay. That's a great statement, and I like it. Now, Papa Stroh, what I wanted to ask you is this. You are the king of, let's say, wrestling gothic horror. Would you say that you're one of the kings of that?
Somewhere between the cracks and the crevices.
That's right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you tonight, I want you to come up with a great story about Skull Mountain and a story about Dorothy, and we would like for you to be one of our featured storytellers. It's going to be we're going to be doing that in the Sunday segment, but I would love to have you come up with one of your great stories, especially about your mythical home of Skull Mountain and with Dorothy. Do you think you can do that for us so we could let everybody hear one of your great stories?
Oh, it'll be my pleasure. And I promise it'll be very entertaining.
Well, we know it will be. We'll see if JD Hill and Associates can help us out a little bit on that. They do a wonderful job when it comes to framing you. They've got some really neat pictures of yours. You still have those on your website. I mean, on Facebook, right, Papa Stroh?
I sure do.
Yeah, those are great pictures. They're wonderful people. They're friends of ours. They've done some overnights with us in the paranormal investigation, and they're from, I believe, Ocean Isle Beach is the actual city where they're from. Yeah, but they're great folks, and we're always glad to have them around. So we'll be talking with them to make some a contribution for all that. So, Alex, what are you looking at, since you're the program chair for Steampunk Mid-Atlantic? Tell us a little bit about what you're looking to do on Saturday and Sunday. Give us an overview.
Well, Saturday I'd like to have a couple panels. The one I'm really looking forward to is American Steampunk versus Victorian Steampunk. I know that one likes to get people, you know, get their knickers in a bunch, you know, who does it better.
Right.
And I know we're going to have some wonderful talks with some of our authors, like I know Stephen Chapman, who will also be helping out with our splendid teapot racing, which for those of you who aren't familiar with it is we take these remote-controlled cars of any various size, just something not too big so you can't get it through the course. I think 22 inches is the cutoff for length and I think 10 inches for width, although I've seen some pretty big ones in my racing days. So we'll be kicking that off, probably do a round on Saturday and then do a finals on Sunday to really kick it off.
Okay.
And I know Stephen Chapman, he'll be helping out with that. And hoping to see a lot of really different racers out there trying to get it, really see the creativity going.
Right. And we've got a nice venue there. And on Saturday night, we're going to have a really nice party. We're going to have more, it'll be a little on the lines of a masquerade ball. We'll be talking more about that in the next couple of weeks as we get that put together. But I think we're going to, you know, I think we're going to have a lot of fun there. Pop Stro will be there. I will be there. Now, Dave Atwell, who's a wonderful author of the Hunger series, he will be there telling stories. He agreed a couple weeks ago to join us for that event, and we're looking forward to having him. Too bad he had some a couple of pressing things that came up, and he could not join us tonight. But it's going to be a lot of fun having him there. Now, Alex, tell us a little bit about it. It's interesting that Raleigh was a big steampunk capital. There was a huge event there called Contemporal. And tell us a little bit, just from what you've heard. I don't know if you have ever been to that one. I hadn't been to it either, but it ended about 3 or 4 years ago. Tell us a little bit about that, if you would.
I don't know too much of the specifics. I never had a chance to really go there myself. But from what I heard, it was... Hold on, just...
Sure. I know it was a heck of a popular event, and there were a lot of people there. And when they did not re-elect to have it, a lot of folks were, you know, unhappy that they didn't have a great steampunk event in Raleigh. And so one of the reasons we picked it up is because there's a huge steampunk crowd there, and they've been very excited. They've got a number of those folks that have friended Facebook. And be sure to check on Facebook. All you have to do is go to Steampunk Mid-Atlantic. And see the cool-looking guy in the top hat. It's neither Alex nor me. And you can like that, and you can get all – tonight starts the official beginning of publicity for Steampunk Mid-Atlantic. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to have – again, Stephen Chapman's going to be there. He's going to be working with the Splendid Teapot Races. Pop Stroh's going to be there. We're adding more and more stars as – we go along, and it won't be long till we have just a huge slate. I know that I will be in Raleigh next weekend, working with the Ramada Inn to get all the plans made so that we know exactly what's going on. But Alex, how long has it been since you have been involved in steampunk and in the whole world of it? Because I know you and your wife and your son enjoy it a lot.
Oh, yeah, I actually have to count it. It's been almost 5 years that I've been in it. It's something, I guess it started out, you know, as a childhood fantasy dream. You know, I always like to play with Legos. You build little airships, come up with these ideas. And I broke a, you know, cassette tape copy of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, because I watched it so much. So that probably has something to do with where I'm at now. But about five years ago, I got stationed out here in Virginia, and I decided to look into steampunk, what it was, what it really was. And I started out with doing some writing, and I was doing that for a while, doing in costuming. And then about end of summer of 2015, or beginning of summer of 2015, I kind of was able to take that branch out on my own and start building stuff. And from there, it has been a nonstop nightmare for my wife. I love it, but she is driven crazy because I'm always in my shop building something, always working on the next big thing.
Well, that's good, and I know she's proud of you now, and it's very interesting stuff. Now, Papa Stroke, I'm going to ask you a question. You didn't know I was going to ask this, so if there's really no answer, it's okay. But in the wrestling world, I think I have seen some wrestlers that have adopted the steampunk look somewhat recently. Are there some that you know or know of? I just wanted to ask that question tonight.
There's actually quite a few, even as far as Becky Lynch on SmackDown Live on Tuesday. I mean, she's always dressing out in some steampunk outfits, and so each and every week. So, yeah, steampunk is alive and well in the wrestling world, hands down.
It really is. As long as you've got your goggles on, you're okay. Would you say that she was one of the first ones that began that that form of dressing?
You know, it's funny because. I can recall Edge and Christian punk at one time, WWE, because they would dress in outrageous outfits. And sometimes at best, steampunk before steampunk really, you know, took off. So Yeah, so it's been around the wrestling world for a while, but yeah, Becky Lynch is one of those in the business that's keeping it alive, you know, with her style. So.
Right, she's quite a fine dresser, and she's got a lot of great things going on. It's really good that people are adopting steampunk. It is getting more and more popular, I believe. And whenever you talk about it, there's just a real core group that's all interested in it. So anyway, so Alex, looks like we're going to have a pretty good steampunk Mid-Atlantic. We got some good guests. I know two of our guests, you and Papa Stroh, are here. Stephen Chapman will be there. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to have some stories. Papa Stroh's agreed to give us one on Skull Mountain. We're going to work on several other stories for the Sunday morning. We're going to have splendid teapot races. We're going to have a room chock full of vendors. We're going to have a party, I guess an opening party Friday night, and then a masquerade ball throughout the hotel on Saturday night. So it's going to be a good event. Papa Stroh, we're looking forward to having you and Dorothy there. Alex is there. He'll help you get something great going for Dorothy. I'm looking forward to being there. I'm gonna do some kind of steampunk get up as I try to keep the place running in the Ramada Inn in Raleigh, North Carolina. They're looking forward to having us. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I hope it's an event that can grow and continue and give the folks in the Triangle area something enjoyable to look forward to every the middle of the summer. So I tell you what, we have probably made it through a little bit of Comic-Con Stars tonight with a horse, Dr. John, but we've always got Papa Stroh Maestro. It's been great having him, and Alex, we're glad to have you here, and also I noticed that Justin has come in from, not from Pottstown, PA, but from Richmond, Justin,
Virginia.
How are you doing tonight?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
Virginia. How are you doing tonight?
How are you? Hey, Papa Stroh. Hey, Dr. John. Hey, Alex. How are you?
Doing well.
Now,
Justin, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Thank you. I have a question for you, Alex. Now I'm just learning about steampunk. Now, is there any similarities between Victorian and the modern steampunk?
Well, a lot of where the modern steampunk really derived it from was that Victorian style. So if you go back and you look at like how the Victorians saw the future, what they envisioned we would be at by our time frame, our year date. And that's kind of where some of it started, and with H.G. Wells and Jules Verne. And what happened with some of the modern stuff is they said, hey, I still want my cell phone, so I'm going to just make a case that makes it look all steampunky so I can have my nice modern toys while looking the part of, you know, an 18th century or a 19th century time traveler.
Oh, okay. Hey, thank you for that information. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's some great stuff that goes along with steampunk. It's just as if instead of electricity, we had steam, and steam powered all these great inventions. Well, folks, thanks for being with us tonight. We'll be back next week. Anthony Dowling with the North Carolina Film Awards will be with us. He is at a film festival this week, and we'll have lots of great stories for us next week. This is Dr. John. Alex Baker, thank you very much. Teddy Braswell, thank you very much. Papa Stroh, we couldn't do it without you, and we're glad Dorothy's back. Justin, thanks for being here, and I'm going to say good night to everybody from Comic-Con Stars. We will see you next week on Comic-Con Stars, 9 p.m. on Thursday.
Everybody then. Take care.
See you later.
Take care.
Take care.